Welcome back to another episode of Britt and Nick Do the News. We took a little break, and by little, I mean an extended spring break that lasted, what, 6 weeks long, Brittany?
Was that how long it was? I didn't realize.
Yeah, we were too busy. Time flew, but we are back and bringing the hard-hitting stories your way. This week, there was a lot of action in court. We had Harvey Weinstein's rape case was overturned in a New York appeals court. The judge citing that the jury was allowed to hear testimony that wasn't relative to the victim of the case to show motive and intent to commit the actual crime. So that's pretty much why it was overruled, which dude's still going to serve a lot of time in the California court, 16 years. And they're like, okay, so what? This is one hit to that. But no, I mean, he should be held accountable for all of his actions. And just because the prosecutors didn't take the right route, shouldn't have been overturned.
It's true. They have a lot of that type of stuff happening in courtrooms. They'll kind of mishandle evidence or something like that. And it's just kind of like a tricky thing because it probably might have been mishandled, but not to the point of where it's tampered with, where it's, you know what I mean? It's just kind of a tricky little maneuver that they do. But like you said, he's still going to serve 16 years in California prison. So he still is serving something, but I think it was kind of a hit to the Me Too movement, which was a few years back. Some of the people that testified for that kind of felt a little, you know, screwed over, if you will.
I just hated seeing him walk out of the courthouse with a smile on his face. I mean, because then it does feel like a loss. He won and all the victims didn't.
Agreed.
Let's move it into another hot trial. They were wrapping up the Trump hush money trial, which involved the National Enquirer. David Pecker would purchase the stories from these individuals. And then, you know, with his ties to Trump, he would just not publish them. So, yes, yeah, Stormy Daniels, she wrote a story. I think she got $130,000 for it, but then it never got published. And then I think the other one that was brought up was Playboy model Karen McDougal. She claimed to have an affair with Trump and wanted to write a story about it. And I don't know if she got the $150,000 for that one, but another instance of purchasing the story and not publishing it. That's coming to an end today. And I'm not quite sure what they'll rule or what the consequences will be. Do you have any idea?
Well, I heard earlier in the week that pretty much the judges were saying that they can't necessarily prosecute to the degree that they would for someone traditional. Like, the fact that he's a president can almost help him, which is weird because you kind of feel like it'd be opposite, like they're held to a higher standard. So I'm kind of uncertain as to what all that means. But I had read that earlier in the week that apparently the judges were like, well, yeah, he did that type of stuff, but it's really not for us to say what was wrong or right. Now, we all know that hush money is a problem, but at the same time, the paparazzi and all that does what they want regardless. She took the money. So I don't know. I think that's kind of hard to play out now, too, is like, well, if you had said absolutely not, like, get away from me. I'm publishing it all. I'm letting the truth be known. But she didn't. She was like, oh, OK, 130. That sounds good. Like, let's roll out with that. So regardless.
This is probably one of the biggest stories of the week. All the pro-Palestinian protests in America's campuses. We got USC, we got Columbia, we got Emory, we got Emerson, we got UT Austin, and several others. Basically, students setting up these camps out inside of the college and trying to be heard. And what exactly they're trying to be heard about or what action they think that they're going to lead to, I'm not quite sure. I know this is all heading before, you know, Israel's big airstrike against Rafah, where 1 million civilians are currently sheltered in. So this is something that, you know, they want to scream against. Also, all the support against anything that's funding Israel and these motives, they want to just be heard. And this is what they think they can do to be heard.
Agreed. Yeah, they're just kind of popping up everywhere. We know that college years are the ones with the most expressive, most exploratory. So I think that's why we're seeing a lot of it at college campuses, especially as opposed to like other groups. There has been a lot of action everywhere in a lot of cities. As far as the goal, I mean, obviously they do want to be heard, but as far as, you know, stomping your feet at a college campus, I don't know the effect. It's kind of like, you know, you're just going to get arrested. They had to pull out the big guns for it all. You know, apparently they had tanks in the mix, riot gear, armed militia type stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. The college campuses were stomping back. They were not tolerating any of it. Things started out on Wednesday pretty heavily with the students camping out in tents and whatnot. There was a Boston College. They arrested 108 students. USC, they're canceling their official graduation ceremony just because of safety measures. And then you got UT Austin, their troopers, they handled it and they got applauded for handling it correctly. But I mean, it was still kind of rough out there. And then, yeah, Emory in Atlanta, they said, police were using stun guns or like handcuffs, throwing them on grounds, using chemical irritants to push the students back and handle the situation. And I mean, I'm all for, I think everyone's for free speech, but at what degree do we allow students to kind of just post up and make a scene when it's not going to lead to anything?
Agreed. Yeah, there's a lot that could be done otherwise. Like we have a lot of issues as well. I just definitely know that they could be doing stuff in a different manner. Mm-hmm. And I believe it starts out as a good thing, but then it can quickly erupt into some crazy violent stuff for people that have nothing to do with it. Just people kind of bystanders, everyone's getting involved. It can just kind of lead down to a bad path is really what it is. So I think it's just more for safety and letting people know that, you know, the cops are the law. You want to peacefully protest, that's fine. But if you want to act out of turn, they're going to get you. Like, and I think that's them just proving that point.
In bigger news, I guess, I mean, that was pretty big, but Biden signed a bill on Wednesday that initiates, you know, doling out funds to other countries. We got $61 billion going to help Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, as well as $1 billion to aid humanitarian efforts to Gaza. And then we got $8 billion to combat China's military. So a lot of money coming out of our pockets and getting sent overseas to assist. I mean, this was a bill that's been in lingo for months now. The House of Representative Mike Johnson, you know, he broke the deadlock to initiate this bill to get signed. And he was having a hard time. He probably wanted to focus on the immigration issue, but that wasn't going to get solved until this bill came to some middle ground between Republicans and Democrats. So I'm glad he was able to get things moving forward so that we can concentrate on our issues back at home. TikTok, here we go. Another bill that Biden got to sign banning the TikTok, you know, which would kind of force the owner to give up rights in order to keep TikTok in the States.
It's true. But ByteDance, apparently they're the owners. They are not giving it up. They say they have no plans to, that y'all can say what you want, but they're not going to do anything at all. And to be honest, yeah, let's just say it's a power play here. That's kind of what's going on. They're saying no. They could still get money out the deal, but they're still deciding that no, that they'd rather push it forward. They say it's unconstitutional. And to a certain degree, it is. But I also think, let's consider TikTok. Is it good? Not really. Is it bad? Not inherently so. I mean, of course, you have some children dying off some trends or little pranks. You have some real, real misguided stuff. But I think really what it is to distract people. They know that they could focus on so much more stuff, but instead they're just like, worry about the TikTok ban over here. Kind of like, I think it's almost such a distraction technique. Whether or not that's true, I mean, anyone can say, but me, that's what I think it is.
I think that the biggest issue is just that it's China and they're basically data mining through our phones with this application. So if we can get this owned by somebody else, then we'll allow it. But yeah, I think China is the main issue when it comes to TikTok.
I would agree, but I'm just saying, like, I think China, you know, we let them do so much other stuff. We let them buy up a whole bunch of land, buy military properties. We let them, you know, ship all these clothing merchandise over here. We let them do all this other stuff. I think it's almost like a pretend thing, like a pretend move. And also, doesn't Google data mine, Amazon?
Yeah, but that's in the country, though.
It is, but to a certain degree, they outsource a lot of that stuff. They are data mining from a whole bunch of platforms, a whole bunch of different areas. Plus, I mean, even think about the call centers. They call you up and like trying to get money out of old folks, their old 401k. Any hoodles, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I think there's a lot more than just China and just the TikTok ban.
I got yes, you.
In other news.
Well, speaking of China, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with Xi Jinping to cut back support of Russia's defense industry. China has provided Moscow with optics, microelectronics, drone engines, strengthening Russia's military industry. And so really, we're trying to tell them to stop. Russia, the war with Ukraine, you know, we just need China just to sit back and we need to get things squashed between those two countries without their interference. Another topic that was also brought up between the two was all about the fentanyl trade, which is still an extreme issue. China is the biggest, I mean, I wouldn't say provider of fentanyl, but they are supplying a great deal that's landing in the U.S., causing several deaths. And we're just kind of trying to push China to set these precursor rules about the chemicals that lead to the production of fentanyl. And there has been no real progress at all on it. So that was also one of the talks we had with Xi Jinping. Okay, well, let's bring it back to the States. We can bring up the Key Bridge collapse and kind of the bigger issues that kind of surround it. I think the first thing I thought about when I heard about the bridge was just all the traffic. But I mean, there's bigger issues besides that, that, you know, the Americans don't normally think about. A DC-based coffee house, Compass Coffee, they went into immediate action when hearing about the bridge, since 8% of the nation's coffee beans are imported into the port of Baltimore. This bridge collapsing is causing extra delays and costs. In general, 52 million tons of imports and exports come in and out of Baltimore annually. So everything is having to get rerouted. With the bridge collapsing, the U.S. Small Business Administration received 1,000 loan application response. Like, people are shook by this bridge. And I know recently they did allow a small channel and our first cargo ship was able to pass. So that is good news. But yeah, having to reroute our beans to New Jersey, that's a 5-day trek over the 30-minute drive that it originally had to do. And I mean, hard times, businesses are closing. And then we got Foxtrot, another coffee house / grocer that had 10 locations in DC just close. So I don't know if the coffee bean had to do anything with dramatic action for Foxtrot and their closings of all locations, but maybe.
Could be. I mean, there's a lot of ripple effects when there's a mode of like a channel to provide, you know, commerce. It's going to be difficult. And be it the travelers in the area, local people, this is apparently the fourth channel they've opened up. This is going to be the largest one for the area of the Key Bridge. And yeah, apparently it's for the larger cargo ships. Everyone else, all the commercial kind of smaller stuff is going to go through the other additional channels that they've built. But this is going to be their push. They're trying to get it back to work in order. They understand that other modes of business have been affected, be it the truckers, be it, you know, just businesses in general, especially localized spots like DC. There's a lot going on in DC when it comes to their stores. Apparently not just the production, but in Target locations in Colonial Heights, apparently they're doing age restrictions. So anyone under the age of 18 has to be accompanied by someone over the age of 21, I believe. Yeah. So it's not even just someone over 18, it's over 21. They have a few different spots. They're trying it in New Jersey, as well as in, they were speaking on it in maybe Sacramento, California. Yeah. Apparently they're locking up all the personal items too. So you're going to see that a little bit more often, where people have to go get the key to unlock all the personal items. So yeah, it's coming into a head here. But it's the only way the businesses can fight back. And apparently now, if they have even less stock with the channels being shut down, well, you already know what the time is. They're going to have to make it somehow. And apparently this is their answer. Yeah, I don't know how you feel. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it both? It's probably going to be a little bit of both, right?
It's very interesting, age restriction, because I know in that area there has been a lot of issues with looting and CVSs and other businesses where they're shutting down shop in those cities because they just don't want to deal with it. So the fact that Target is taking a different approach, I'm curious how it will go.
We'll see. We'll see if it's any turnaround for Target. It's kind of been a tip of the hat, wag of the finger type of situation to where it's almost punishing youth. Some people feel because it's not really fair if you're not causing trouble. But as they've known it and seen it, youth are kind of the problem behind some of these robberies and kind of petty theft and all that. So they're trying to attack it from a way to where they're solving the problem, but at the same time, maybe cutting out other customers,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, we'll see how it pans out. And back to the Key Bridge, they're hoping to get everything cleared out, according to the U.S. Corp of Engineers, by the end of May. So that's soon approaching. And hopefully, you know, the import-export out of the Port of Baltimore improves, improving the situation for everything around us. We can switch it to some health news. We got an outbreak of the whooping cough. And this is down in your area in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's Henderson, North Carolina. So it's about 45 minutes north of Raleigh, kind of on the Virginia line. But yeah, apparently there's an outbreak of pertussis, whooping cough, making the rounds again. So very odd. Hopefully everyone can get vaccinated, get everything back in order, healthy in that area. Apparently you can get the Tdap shot and it could take care of it for you, which we had said we thought they kind of lumped together.
Yeah, it was
and tetanus. So I don't know if it's just lack of vaccinations. That's my best guesstimate. But it's seeming that, yeah, there's some issues up there. And hopefully they can get on top of it.
Another little interesting health news. We have our first case of HIV transmission in New Mexico. Apparently, three people were getting those vampire facials, the ones where they basically inject your skin of your face with blood. And three people caught HIV first time, New Mexico, in an unlicensed spa. So everyone be careful out there. I mean, these are elective procedures and they're not always safe. And there can be consequences.
Girl, definitely. That is so gross. I'd rather just look old at that point. Like, I'm like, you know what? At this rate, if I have to put other people's blood to where I might get HIV or something, like, it is not worth it. I'd rather just be old. Be like, you are blessed to get older. You know, it's a blessing. You know, I don't prefer wrinkles, but at the same time, it tells a story. It is what it is. Don't get me nasty diseases by shooting up your face.
But again, an unlicensed spa, you don't know what you're getting. Just like if you like left the country trying to get a Brazilian butt lift in Guatemala, you don't know what's going to happen. You could get an infection. It could be done where, you know, your whole butt falls off. So you just never know what you're going to get. So if you don't have to, don't
do it. And I know you said Guatemala, which is one of the spots, and Dominican Republic, a whole lot of spots. But even in Miami, they had a few of those spas that were not necessarily registered within the same capacity that real plastic surgeons were. They were still legally, I don't understand how, almost like their pill mills, you know, about two decades back. But Florida has consistently kind of just been weird with their medical practices, and they would have these plastic surgeons or whomever, quote unquote, I guess they were plastic surgeons, but doing 10, 12 surgeries a day. They're only supposed to do like two tops. They take 4 hours if you're doing them properly for one surgery. So why you're doing 10, 12, these people are taxed, they're making mistakes, and people end up dying or suffering very grave physical deformities, consequences out the wazoo. And yeah, so if you don't need it, don't get it done. Please stop getting elective surgery. Please don't go to these minute clinic type of deals. Go to someone reputable. Go to the internet. Go to other multiple sources, real doctors, other people you've met. Just get as much information as possible. Don't just trying to be doing stuff for the cheap. It's not worth your life.
No, there is no quick fix. And yeah, the less you pay, I feel like the more risk you'll have. So just keep that in mind. Let's switch it to the weather.
Mother Nature she is getting aggressed. And some of the stuff she's up to, you know, it's kind of classic for her season and reason. Other things, not so much. So in the Midwest, yes, we are having lots of storms. They're saying several days worth of thunderstorms. They are also saying tornado warnings all over the plains. They're talking about hail the size of baseballs here, okay? 70 mile per hour winds, the whole kit and caboodle. They are getting smacked, but they say apparently it's warm, moist air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. So it's kind of traveling up. It gets caught up in the center of the U.S. and then it creates, you know, these weather distributions and patterns of the clouds to where they're coming through with a lot of heavy activity. So they're going to be in store for a lot of severe weather. And apparently they say Saturday, which is everyone's most favorite day usually, is going to be the worst day. So stay protected, stay indoors, stay whatever you got to be safe.
Yes. Take shelter and grab a Louisville Slugger. Get them hail balls out of the sky.
Yes, girl.
Those storms seem a little more reasonable, but let's talk about the Dubai and flooding. That's crazy.
Girl, that is uncharacteristic to say the least. So like we were saying, you know, Midwestern storms about this time of year, it's suspected. But in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, no, they are facing some stuff that they have not before with all of this flooding. There's lots of stuff going on just in that entire area with the weather systems. That is crazy. Uncharacteristic. And a lot of people are wondering if it's because of a punishment type of deal. Like, are these the consequences for our actions when we're acting unruly down here on Earth? Is that what it is? They actually really claim that it's to climate change is what the real story is. But either way, that's kind of a repercussion. Am I right? Like, it's still, you did something wrong. Now you're going to have to pay for it one way or the other.
I don't know about these being the end of times, but it feels like it with these cicada broods popping up. I mean, they're not locusts, but these damn cicadas, I don't hear them yet. But Brittany, I think you have.
I have indeed. My husband and our friend were sitting on the porch the other night and we heard one and it was crazy and gross, but it wasn't even that. It's apparently all at once, our ears kind of felt weird. And I was just chalking it up to being like something just random. You know how sometimes a body part hurts. I mean, we're over 30. It happens. Inexplicable pains. But my husband had mentioned, he was like, oh yeah, y'all feel that? That's from the cicada. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I had no clue, but apparently the sounds that they make, the reverberations, the waves, apparently can literally like damage your ears. Not to the point of permanent damage, but like irritation. So like we were talking about a few weeks back, they're saying kind of board your houses if you need to, create a perimeter, a barrier, plug up them ears. The two broods are coming. Ugh, gross. I'm so grossed out. I don't like it.
Nothing worse than hearing that noise all summer long. Ugh, I can't wait.
No, I know. Get them in, get them out. I don't need them. Crickets are cool. That sounds peaceful.
Lightning bugs, they don't make lightning a bugs. Peep.
Yeah, fireflies are cool. They look good. Ladybugs, adorable butterflies. Let's get them. The rest, please no. Snapple. Well, speaking of Snapples and apples, how you feel if we talk about some desserts, girl? Just some generalized sweet talk.
Sure, we can do some sweet talk. I'm more of the savory type, but you know, I'll take a sweet every now and then. What you got, Britt?
How do you feel about gingerbread? What are your thoughts?
Ooh, gingerbread. That spice. It hits a little hard, a little too hard for me. And plus, gingerbread is notoriously hard. And I don't like hard cookies. So I'm a no for gingerbread.
Heard. Well, I personally enjoy it. I love it. And I'm part of apparently 64% of the population. Another 36% of the population said, ew. They're just like you. No gingerbread for them. Didn't specify as to why, but they definitely said that they didn't want it.
It doesn't need to be specified.
It speaks for itself. You like pumpkin pie, though?
Pumpkin pie. It's a similar spice, I'd say, but I actually do like pumpkin pie. The consistency and texture, it's very interesting. Kind of got that jello-ish consistency that I'm not always a fan of, but I if it's Thanksgiving, pumpkin pie it is.
No, heard. It's definitely seasonally based. Just like, you know, raspberry sorbet, definitely more of like summer treat. And then pumpkin pie is more of like you're saying, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I enjoy it. So I picked duh, which 59% of people did, but also 41% said no way. So
that's more than gingerbread. That's crazy.
That's what I noticed too. A little strange.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one though? This one's kind of evenly matched. Thoughts on butterscotch pudding?
Ugh, butterscotch pudding. Obviously, I'm going to say no with my reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, what is the flavor of a butterscotch? Where did they get that from? Like, what's it derived from? I have no idea.
I get you, but I literally think it's butter and scotch. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I'm really not even. But I swear to you, I think it's like butter and then scotch whiskey, kind of like that flavor where it's kind of like a honeyed, mm-hmm. but buttery, kind of like Mary Jane, bit of honey type of, kind of like that, like where it's kind of creamy, kind of smooth, maybe a dash or two of cream in there. Mm-mm. Obviously sugar, molasses. I'm uncertain, but I really think it's genuinely butter and scotch. But yes, well, you know, no for butterscotch pudding.
It's no, and I feel like it's a generational thing. Like, I feel like maybe my grandmother would like a butterscotch candy, but I'm just not for that.
Heard. No, I'm definitely a fan, but also I'm like Meemaw taste palette. Like, I like everything, be it old school, like the root beer barrels, to like tapioca pudding. To
you like candy corn, so I don't even know if your opinion counts.
Good point. You might not be wrong, but tell me this. Melt down some candy corn, mix in some peanut butter. Let it kind of, you know, put it out on parchment paper. Let it kind of harden up. Then once it's done, peel it off from the parchment paper. Dip it in milk chocolate. Sprinkle a little bit of like sea salt on there. It's almost like a designer Butterfinger.
So what? Bury the candy corn that it doesn't exist, and then it's a better candy. Okay, makes sense.
I'm manipulating it, babe. I ain't burying nothing.
You worked the system on that one.
I'm gonna work it, Snapple. All right. So yes, butterscotch put in for me, but 55% say gross, and then 45 say they love it. So it's kind of in between on that one. It's really definitely divided. So,
but I won that one. That was my round.
You did. You did. How about this one? You gonna win this one too. Like fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Yes, girl.
Fruitcake. I feel like fruitcake. Isn't there a fruitcake company that literally like cans their fruitcake where you can order it a year in advance and dump that thing out on Christmas? Like fruitcake? No, not for me either.
Not it. All right. Word. Well, I like fruitcake. But I'm part of a slim population that does. Now, don't get me wrong. If you have freaking like a chocolate cream pie versus dang fruitcake, I'm not going to be dumb. Like, I'm going to play my options seriously. But if it's just fruitcake, like, yeah. And I want something sweet. Yes, I will eat it. But 83% said, who does? Who does like it? And then 17%, like me, said, yep. Yeah, we do enjoy it. So the final one is, what is your take on Jell-O?
Jell-O? I mean, I think Jell-O has two places that it should be allowed. The hospital.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, if you think of Jell-O in the hospital, it doesn't seem like you want that. And then, yeah, I also, when I think of Jell-O, I think of just being on a diet and getting that sugar-free Jell-O. It's probably like 0 points on Weight Watchers. So I could just eat like 17 cups of the sugar-free Jell-O and call it a meal. But yeah, it's going to be probably a no for me.
No Jell-O. Okay, heard. Well, I, of course, am going to say yes. Yes, Jell-O. I love it. I love the jigglers. I love the one where they dump the fruit cocktail in it. I love the individual portions. I love the out of the giant bowl that Meemaw got. Like, it does not matter. I love it. I do see what you mean. Like, definitely found in hospitals, rest homes, mm-hmm. but never, please never hit me with that sugar-free, because that is just no. I'd rather not eat it then. Please don't give me sugar-free anything. I don't want it. I never enjoyed Crystal Light. I don't like that crap. Please, no. But regular Jell-O, yes. Come on through. We have a seat for you.
Do we get the percentages on that? Who's for Jell-O?
Oh, my fault. Yeah, I guess we did. Let me take a peek. They definitely had all of the stats. Let's see. Yum was 61%, and then gross was 39%. So more people seem to enjoy it than not, but definitely ones that are on the cusp. Mm-hmm. No one put up like something super good. You know what I mean? No one put up like birthday cake with buttercream frosting and like perfectly curated sprinkles. Like that was not an option.
They wanted a split and they wanted one with probably the grossest choices possible. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Thank you for that, Brittany. All right. Well, I'm glad that we're back in the saddle and back in the swing of things. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Britt and Nick. And hopefully we'll catch you next week. I mean, we'll see. We might have to do a bi-weekly stunt just because, yeah, how much news we really want to talk about. But yes, thanks for joining. And we will talk to you soon.
Take care till next time.